Ever wonder what tells the winners apart from the losers? And what does it really mean to be a winner? My name is Fred, and I'm a successful young entrepreneur passionate about sports, business, and mindset. If you are just like me and you want to crack the code to victory, the Winning Ways podcast is made for you.
Do not gamble. Do not bet on sports. Do not go to the casino and bet because you're going to lose your money and you might end up homeless. Your parents told you that. Your school teachers told you that. And most people told you that they were adults while you were growing up. In a good way, with the right intentions in mind. Now, if you're like me, you become pretty curious because you do see that there's a certain amount of people, small percentage of people, that profit doing it. Playing poker, for example, Phil Hellmuth, Phil Ivey, Daniel Negreanu. My parents told me to never play poker, yet there are still a small percentage of people that succeed in it. Likewise with sports investing. Billy Walters, a guy that's been known to break the casinos. Why was he successful? If he can do it, why can't I? Now, I didn't start betting right out of middle school or high school. As a matter of fact, I got into it during college. But probably like you, I got into it during drinking, when I was partying with my friends, when we were drunk after happy hour Friday and bet more on a game, Friday Night Football or NBA Friday Night Lights, whatever the case may be, we got excited because we were drinking. Never thought much of it because we weren't really tracking. We're just gambling like degenerates, like most people do. And how they actually promote it here in the United States. Go to the bar, drink beer, eat wings, bet all day, and you expect to profit. And this industry doing that? That doesn't make sense, guys. Let me tell you a little bit about my story. Over the last 35 days, I've profited $71,487. Let me repeat that. Over the last 35 days, I've profited $71,487 sports investing. Over the last 60 days, it's been over $100,000 profited with sports investing. If you go to my page, at AF Sports with double S at the end, you see all my results. You see my tickets. You see my weekly count. You see my clients commenting. You see it's legit. So how do I do it if you only lose betting on sports? Because that's what they always told us. How did I do that? And how have I accumulated over seven figures sports investing? How? Obviously, the proof is in the pudding. I've been showing you guys day by day, week by week, all my tickets, all my results. How am I doing that? So in this episode, I'm going to break three keys for you to start becoming more successful and start winning more money with sports investing. A lot of you are starting to ask me questions as to, how to do it successfully. What are the first steps to getting started to start doing it successfully and potentially start getting to your level, my level? You can do it too. I started with nothing. As a matter of fact, I was working in Wingstop when I was 16 years old. Tropical smoothie, AT&T, a bowling alley. I've done it all prior to getting here. I just saved money. I worked really hard and I started testing with different strategies and things started clicking after failing a bunch. But I started just like you. I don't come from wealth or anything special. I've worked my ass off. As a matter of fact, they put me down in elementary or middle school. I wasn't like gifted and they put me down a level because I wasn't doing too good. So I wasn't the smartest kid in school either. Now, my whole point of saying that is that you can do it too. The thing is that we as humans start doubting ourselves because we're not doing the same thing Joey over there is doing, and he's winning more money than I am, or he's making more money than I am, or he has a hotter wife than I am, and you start doubting yourself. But it's all bullshit. We can all do it. It's all possible. So let me break down today three simple steps. I like to make it very simple. So simple that you can go do it without thinking, and it starts making more profit for you. So step number one is, do you have a spreadsheet tracking all your plays? If you do not, click the link in this YouTube channel or Spotify or podcast, wherever you're listening to, and put your email and I'll send you the spreadsheet that I use. I paid a lot of money to make the spreadsheet because it's exact. It tracks everything you need to track, from different sports to ROI to what sport you're doing best in to players to everything. You're going to know exactly what you're good at, what you're bad at, which is going to help you long-term if you consistently track everything. It's very important, number one, to track everything. So let me explain why it's important to track things. When I started off in this industry, I would bet the same amount throughout the year for every single sport. Now, that's probably what you do, or you start betting more as you're up and less as you're down. But the reality is most people bet the same amount, and that's how you should do it. Now, why would you bet the same amount with a sport that you don't do as good as in? Right? Let me explain. Why would I bet the same on NHL when I know I'm not as good at NHL as MLB, which I know I'm great in MLB? So when I started tracking, I started noticing that my results were significantly better throughout MLB, NBA, and NFL. So with that said, a little trick that I used, and I didn't think it was rocket science, so I'll share it with you, was I started doubling my units and doubling my unit size with the best sports. The best sports. You have a best sport. You probably played a sport and you're really good at one sport and you know all those players, the coaches, every technique. So you're really good at it. So you probably do better at that sport, I would say, than most. So why not bet more during that season? Tactically, with discipline, not being a degenerate and thinking that I'm going to win every single bet. So that's why tracking is so key. It's not just to track your returns, which is also key, but it's also to see what you're good at and what you're not good at. As a matter of fact, I'll go beyond that. You should keep a journal. A journal with every day at the end of the day stating what you did, how you're feeling. I track my motivation every day from a 1 to 10. Sounds silly, but if I go back 2 weeks when I was on the best streak of my life, I could go back and see exactly what I was doing because, number one, I tracked. And number two, I'm journaling to see what I'm doing, what habits I'm maintaining. Little things that not a lot of people talk about. Because in this industry, you see a lot of partying, a lot of going out, throwing money, Rolexes, Lamborghinis that are fucking rented, Rolexes and APs that are probably fake. They don't show the reality. That's not the truth. We make great money, and you can make great money in this industry, like I've proven it, right? Made great money, but you see me. I'm living a pretty simple life. Yes, I have a great background. I live in Miami. I live a great life, but I put the work in for this. I'm not trying to show you guys this bullshit life that it's all about partying, going out, drinking, drugs, showing Rolexes, and I'm just going to win that way. That's not life, man. It pisses me off seeing all these pages promoting that, because if you're 14, 15, 16, 17, you're going to look at that and be influenced and think that's a reality, and that's not. That's not. So if you agree with me, please share this so people stop falling for that bullshit, because it's bullshit. But I got off track. Tracking. Tracking, tracking, tracking. So again, if you don't have a spreadsheet, a good tracker for sports from different types of plays, click the link and I'll get you one for free. Yes, for free. I'm giving that starting now so people can start becoming more disciplined with their bets. It's important for that to happen. So in order for you to succeed, you got to track your plays. Yes, track your plays. Number two, set rules up. Yes, set rules up. You know, this is an emotional roller coaster. You know, there's certain sports, just like you're good at them, there's certain sports that you have your emotions tied to because you've watched it your whole life with your parents or your friends. NFL Sundays is one that gets a lot of people. College football is another one that gets a lot of people because we're tied to our favorite team. NBA for me is one that Miami Heat, I'm a huge fan of them. So I've created rules where I stick to not touching my favorite teams. Or if I know I'm going to go out drinking, which I do here and there, I'm going to go party, and I know in the past I have the tendency to slam a bet at 8 p.m. when I'm drunk, what do? I don't bring my phone. Or I set the rules up to not do that. And I write them down prior to the day starting. You got what I'm saying? These are the rules that you have to do. Most people lose in this industry because of silly mistakes, because they can't control their emotions, because they make stupid mistakes when they're out and about. That's a lot of profit that you leave in the table that you don't even think about. A lot. This game's about 1% better every day, getting 1% better every day. That 1% edge, 1% edge. And it starts with little things like that, right? So if you're tracking your bets and your plays and you have a set of rules, I think you guys can agree that you will profit more in this industry if you do that. And I hope you already do that. And this is just repetitive because you do this already. But if you don't, because most people don't, I talk to a lot of you guys and you guys do not track your plays and you guys just gamble like degenerates. I ask you, on average, how many plays do you take per day, per week, Oh, an average of 1 to 5. That's not an average, man. An average is 2.2. You get what I'm saying? You guys are just guesstimating. Like, yeah, I sent 1 to 5, but yesterday I took 10 plays with a parlay. And you guys expect to profit. So it's not how it works at all. I didn't profit all this money in the last 35 days by being a degenerate, by not knowing my average plays, by not tracking what amount of plays per month I do best with. As a matter of fact, I'll blow your mind. I do best when I take 39.2 plays per month. If you average that out, that's 1.3, 1.4 per month. Less is more for me. I know that because I track, because I'm obsessed with getting better in this. You see the level of detail? Do you have that level of detail? If you don't, do you think you can have this level of detail? Because that's what it takes to succeed. Not just in this industry, or in any business. It goes into every business, really. The small little details. Goes a long freaking way, right? So, having rules, tracking, not betting your favorite team. I'll tell you guys a story that bit me in the ass, but I still follow my rules. The Miami Heat, you guys saw how they went to the finals this year. This was probably one of the first year I genuinely did not touch them the whole freaking playoffs. I did not, because I was like, you know what? I even faded them. I came out in the podcast because I was like, I'm going to follow my rules. Each round, I saw them win as big underdogs, money lines that I would typically take. Now, you're probably wondering, it's like, wow, this guy just missed out on a whole bunch of money. But in reality is that in the long run, it's going to save me a lot of money because it's going to put the emotions aside. When I really do want to bet them next season, and it's probably not a good play, my emotions are already set. My rules are set. I follow my rules. I build momentum and consistency with my rules, and I'm not going to take them. But it's important to follow them. Sometimes it's going to feel like the rules and the processes you're following aren't right. But if you give them enough time, you'll realize that it was the right thing. I hope that makes sense. So track your plays, guys. Have rules to follow, which is honestly the most important thing. And if you want to go above and beyond, have targets, have goals, write them before the month starts and split them up into four based on those targets. And if by Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you're done, you hit that target. Let's say your target's to hit or make $250. If by Wednesday, Thursday, you've hit that, you're done for the week. If you lose that, you're done for the week. If you do this for 2 months, you're going to build a habit and discipline of not having to bet every single day and not having to bet every play, which is key. That's what gets more people in trouble than anything. Wanting to bet every single play. Wanting to bet the 1 o'clock game, the 4 o'clock game, and the 8 o'clock game on Sunday. Wanting to bet every single play on Saturday as well for college football. That's what gets you guys in trouble. And thinking you're super right when you're winning every single bet, betting more, losing, or when you're super cold, knowing or thinking that because you've been so cold, you're going to hit this next play because odds are you should hit this play. Not how it works, guys. So track your plays. Do everything I'm saying. If you guys are enjoying the show, share it. Please, please, please. I want everybody that's sports investing to do it the right way. These are the right habits to build early on. Get it from somebody who came from nothing and build it to something, because I'm sure a lot of you guys want to get to this level. It's about making money at the end of the day. However you do it, even if it's one play a day, it's about making money. If you're about making money, if you're about growing, that comes with making money. This is your program, and I am the person that can teach you how to do this, or you can follow my tips and you could profit each and every single month with us. With that said, guys, my page is at AF Sports with double S at the end, and my Instagram's in the link below, so is my AF Sports one. Go give it a follow. DM the page if you have any questions on how you can do this better, how you can join the team. We're on a 38-3 system play run. Yes, 38-3. Our max plays, $5,000 max plays, are on a 12-1 run. 12-1 run. Believe it or not, go check the profile. Most transparent team in the freaking industry. That's why there's articles about us. That's why there's articles about me. Not to say that in a cocky way, just saying it because it's true. A lot of these pages don't even have anything out there about them, and they're posing as these people that they're really not. I'm legit. My team's legit. And we continue to prove it day in and day out. So with that said, guys, if you enjoyed the show, share it, and I'll catch you guys next week.